live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So hopefully, by the power of magic and nothing to do with technology, I should have Mike Power on the end of the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, excellent. You are there. Good. You're
great.
So you came on the line so quietly that I wasn't even sure if you actually connected. That's brilliant. So, Mike, you're from Posture Works, a company that goes in and delivers seminars and workshops.
Yeah.
To companies all about good posture while you're working. Could you tell us a little bit about that and also about some of the things that we shouldn't be doing? Because I know I contacted you when my neck was really playing up last week after sitting home broadcasting for about 3 weeks and sort of doing it as a bit tin pot, really, and not really thinking about what I should actually be looking at.
Yeah, so certainly, I mean, obviously, most people when they're at work do have a setup that is done correctly for them, you know. Some time is taken, the organization will bring us in and we'll actually have a look and make sure that everything's set for that person individually. So it might mean they might have a separate kit or something that's set up slightly differently to suit them a little bit better. When that now becomes home working, some of those things unfortunately aren't possible. So a lot of the time people use laptops, which in themselves aren't that bad, but the problem with them can be you tend to put them on your lap and maybe sit on the couch.
Yep.
And the problem with that can be that then your neck and your shoulders and your back, you tend to lean in and you're looking down at the screen rather than having the screen a lot higher up. So that's certainly something you can do that we always recommend working from home. Just try and break the day up a little bit. So spend some time maybe with the laptop, if you are using a laptop, up on a high ledge. So actually try and stand for part of the day, maybe even if it's only for 30 minutes at a time. That's a really good way to activate those muscles that are getting a little bit underused when you're sitting a lot.
I hadn't thought of that. So put it up on a shelf effectively and stand at your desk rather than just, I hadn't thought
exactly.
of that. Like you say, you kind of curl up on the sofa or do it half with your legs sideways or whatever, and then you wonder why you're really stiff.
I mean, the tendency is muscles actually get underused, which is what we normally say. So that tightness people feel around their necks and the upper back is because the muscles around the front of the body are getting quite tight because you're in a forward looking down position, maybe on the couch. When you're standing up, you tend to pull your shoulders back naturally and actually have your head looking in front, which is where your head should obviously look most of the time. And that then just neutralizes that overworking of the muscles around the front and gives your muscles at the back a little bit of a break. Because they're the ones you normally feel, around the back of the neck and shoulders.
As we're speaking, I can feel them now.
just wriggling
them as you're saying that. Yeah, so since I spoke to you about coming onto this, I did look into more detail and I've got a new chair, which is sort of more upright
Perfect.
And slightly higher. And I've also raised my laptop. I've got a proper stand for it, which, I mean, I could have put it on some books.
But they're quite inexpensive, aren't they? You know, you can get them from any online, Amazon or anything like that.
That's what we did.
Great. And that brings the screen higher.
Yeah.
And then I guess you'll need a separate keyboard.
Luckily I have my son and husband here who are quite techie, and basically things have sort of sprung up from behind, cupboards and everything
Brilliant.
Else. So, but otherwise, you would have, I am now using a separate wireless keyboard for the
That's
laptop,
it.
Which is up, raised up. But I did find my shoulders when I was just using the laptop last week beforehand were really tight, but I hadn't really thought about them. It's because they're not working rather than they're
exactly.
working.
Yeah,
the other thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess other thing is that we're looking at our phones all the time. I mean, because I'm at home, tend to be that terrible habit of if I'm not doing anything else, I'll start looking at my phone, scrolling through all the various social media
Definitely.
Things. And then you realise you're on there for 2 hours and your neck is sort of locked into position. So
That's
is there
it.
Anything you can do to relieve that, apart
Definitely.
From obviously not use it?
Yeah, no, it's almost unavoidable, isn't it? People are going to use their phones a lot more, especially when they're working from home and they've got more time on their hands potentially. So we call that tech neck. By the way.
Yeah, that makes sense,
And what you can do is actually is to try and activate the muscles of the neck by what we call a tuck and a squeeze, which sounds pretty cool, but basically you're going to make a double chin. So in between using your equipment, it's actually a good idea to get up and be more active. And I know we said about talking, today to do some exercises. It's quite tough to do without showing you. But the idea is to stand up when you are having a bit of a break, to tuck your chin in and make a double chin and pull the neck and shoulders back and actually squeeze your shoulder blades behind you.
I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that, as you're saying, and it's really feels good.
And you're trying to pinch a credit card between your shoulder blades. And it's pulling those muscles back and making them more active that's really useful. The other thing you can do is just remember to change your hands. So again, another easy thing you can do. So rather than just using your left hand, if you're right-handed, and looking down at that left hand all the time with the phone, try to switch and use the other hand.
Oh, yeah, that's more tricky to do, I reckon.
Really difficult, exactly. Yeah. But it's a bit like changing a mouse. It feels really odd.
Yeah. So how often do you think you should be getting up and moving around, and how long should you be doing each of these exercises?
Yeah, so, I mean, every hour. It's worth doing little and often is much better than trying to do a lot of exercise in one go. If you were at work or at home, sometimes you have what we call natural breaks through the day. And if someone's working from home, that could be even popping up to just do some washing or put the kettle on or something like that. And they're the times when you should do some exercises, because it's just a natural thing that you're not having to remember. Every single time you get up, pop to the loo, put the kettle on, you can do some squats, you know, basic bodyweight squats, which you've probably heard of before if you remember from the gym.
Oh yes, I do quite a lot of those. I'm on with Joe Wicks at the moment every morning.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot of squats going on, but then
That's fine. I mean, it's just pick a few of the things that Joe Wicks puts on the videos and on the YouTube channel. Actually, any of those things can be done on their own at any point through the day as an actual exercise, just to be more dynamic and be a little bit more aware that you need to get the blood flowing. And you don't have to be too specific either, you know. So even something that just moves your hips, moves your back, is actually going to help your neck and shoulders as well.
Yeah, so basically just to kind of just stand up and a wriggle about and twist anything really to get you moving.
100%. Yeah, it's much more about frequency rather than intensity, you know. So doing it more often, little and often through the day, is definitely the way to stop that neck and shoulders getting too tight.
Well, that sounds brilliant. Can you point us to any of your, do you have anything online of exercises?
Yeah, actually over the next few days, what we're doing... because we can't work, as you can probably imagine, is we're going to start putting all of our exercises and videos on our website, so people can access those through the website.
And what's, remind us of your website address?
Yes, www.postureworks, P-O-S-T-U-R-E-W-O-R-X, postureworkswithx.com. And we're going to start posting the videos on there each week with people to, you know, just get moving and get a bit more active and prevent those stiff upper backs and shoulders.
And will you show on those sort of which ones are good for what or kind of...
Differ slightly. You know, someone tends to get more lower back pain, there will be things that are more relevant for them, or someone that gets more neck pain or even tension headaches, things like that. But, you know, unfortunately, with the small screens and small devices, they can be quite common.
Oh, that's great. Thank you ever so much for that, Mike. It's really useful. As you say, as you was talking about it, I'm sitting up straight. I'm pulling my shoulders back. So even just to be reminded of it, it already feels good. And just to give them everything a little bit of a shake, isn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah, movement really is the key. That's what our body was designed for, you know?
Good point. Yeah, definitely. Thank you ever so much for that, Mike. And
have
a good
weekend.
Thank you. And we'll be looking on your online for your exercises. Take care.
Great. No problem at all. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.